Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Welcome one and all to the Storybox podcast, the place to be if you are a lover of stories. My name is Jay Fanton, former real estate agent, now living my purpose, sharing amazing stories from people all over the world. I'm grateful that you're here today. Now let's journey into the story box together and hear more about whose story will be unboxed today. You guys are here every single week to learn, to grow, to improve your life with the amazing stories of all my guests, not just one, not just two, but every single person that comes on this show. It is my goal to unbox as much value as I possibly can through their story. So welcome so much to the Storybox podcast today, each and every one of you that has returned, or if you are a new listener. My name is Jay Fanton, and today you're in for a real treat. This man is going to motivate the living crap out of everybody. His name is Tim Story. Now, Quincy Jones, if you don't know who Quincy Jones is, I encourage you to look him up. But he called Tim Story the voice. He's a voice of inspiration and hope that is changing the lives of millions of people. Smokey Robinson said, Tim Story is wonderful at walking people through the best and worst of times. Now, if you don't know who Tim is, Tim Story is an acclaimed author, speaker, and life coach helping people create the future they desire. He has inspired people from all walks of life, from entertainment legends to professional athletes, from executives to deprived children throughout the world. Using seasonal foundational principles and humor to get honest with people as they can overcome the obstacles that are holding them back. Tim has traveled to 75 countries and spoken to millions of people. He often meets privately to counsel high-profile leaders in various industries. Tim has partnered with phenomenal organizations to spread love and hope, spending time with Fred Jordan Mission in Los Angeles, Skid Row, Music Unites Day in Los Angeles, so many more, Compton Schools, for example. Tim has also been featured on nationally syndicated Keep the Faith Radio each weekend, providing short inspirational moments, and he's also been featured on Steve Harvey TV, Facebook Live Weekly. He's also been a featured guest on Oprah's Super Soul Sunday, Grant Cardone's Time Tech Times 10X Growth Conference, and so many more. He's the author of multiple books, and his most recent book is Come Back and Beyond, which is a top seller on Amazon. This, like I was saying in the beginning, this man is a motivator, really. We did a solid 35-minute interview, and boy, was the content in this so real, so authentic, and so valuable for each and every one of you. It was valuable for me. So I know you guys are going to get a lot out of it. I don't want to labor on the point anymore. So what I will say is, if you do get something from it, if you are motivated, please share it around. Take a photo of it, screenshot it, put it online, let people know about this episode. You can also get all the links in the show notes below. Check out our new website, thestorybox.com. All the links are in the show notes below. You can watch it live, or not live, but in person on YouTube. The full video will be available, also with some bite-sized nuggets that Tim shares. He's a kind man. He really is. So I know you guys are going to love it. With that being said, my friends, you know what time it is. It's time to get motivated. That's right. Let's dive into the story box and hear Tim's story.
What a privilege. Hey, so we did some research on you, and you're getting good guests.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. You're one of them.
Thank you. No, seriously, like super good guests and great content and fantastic.
I appreciate you guys doing the research before actually speaking to me today. I'm really looking forward to this. Before we dive into your backstory and why you do what you do and how you do it in the first place, I have one question that I love asking all my guests to start off with. You're a motivational speaker. You're an author as well. You've got to attribute a lot of success over the years. So I'm curious, what does success look like to you?
I think success to me is about really just lining up with your calling. I truly believe that all of us are called to do something. Nelson Mandela was called to be Nelson Mandela and help change his people. Mother Teresa called to help orphans. You know, that was part of her thing. So success to me is to fulfill my calling and my assignment. And to me, that is being a humanitarian and lifting other people up. That's success to me.
When was the moment that you sort of realized this was, or what you just described was success for you? Has it been sort of this gradual thing over time, or was there a catalyst moment?
It's a definite gradual thing. Like the first time I got to speak to people, I remember I was 19 and they handed me a check and they were going to pay me $50 US to speak. And I tried to give it back because I'm like, no, I'm not speaking for money. And so that was a trip, like, wow. And then I started getting invited a lot. So it's like little successes led to more successes, and then you end up in a destination.
So tell me what that was like as a 19-year-old being asked to speak. How many people were you speaking in front of? Were you nervous, fearful? What was it like?
It was a massive crowd of 13 people. Massive.
Daunting.
Daunting. And it was a youth group, a lot of young people in a spiritual environment. And so I spoke there. But the trippy thing is it was going to be like just around the corner that I would speak to like very large crowds. I won't even tell you the number, but I became like a boy wonder overnight, almost like in a Forrest Gump, almost like in a Forrest Gump kind of way where it went from like 13 people to something kind of big. Yeah.
So how did that happen? So you're going to tell me the story there. You went from speaking to 13 to large crowds. Like, what ended up happening there?
So what happened is that I had a choice. My senior year of high school, I really love entertainment. So I'm in the entertainment world today. I do a lot of things. I won't quote what they are. But so I was wanting to go to a place called USC, which has a great film school. And I had like massive connections there, because I knew one of the greatest football players in the history of that school because he was a friend of my family. And so I had inroads there. And but I started really feeling called towards humanitarian work. So I ended up going to seminary and going on and on and on and ended up getting a doctorate in world religion. But also during that time, I studied a lot on counseling therapy, crisis counseling, which I ended up using to become the comeback coach to the stars. So it was while I was in seminary that some people met me and asked me to go to Nigeria to speak to young people. And it was 13,000 people. Oh. 13,000. So that's where I think is hilarious. And I don't often share that story. That I went from 13 people to 13,000, like realistically, that many people. Yeah.
Do you remember what you said on that?
Yeah, I was 20 years of age. I like to rhyme a lot. So I never forget, I said, you have the sight to a great life. You have the right to a great life. But you have to have the might. And the might was the courage and the inner strength. And a lot of it was based on my childhood and the way my life went as a child. You know, we were lower income. And so we had the sight of a better life. We had the right, but we had to develop the might. So it was all about the development of courage.
I had two questions coming from that. One of them was towards how you grew up. Like you mentioned there for a moment, you grew up a bit poor. And then my second question which is towards might. When you say might, having a mighty spirit and mighty mind, what does that really look like, and how can someone really achieve it in their own life?
So I have a new book coming out in March with HarperCollins, which is the number one book publishing company in the world. It's not easy to even get a book deal with them.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it's called Miracle Mentality. Mm. So I have notes. I'm going to look right here of, you know, what a miracle is. A miracle is something that is supernatural, extraordinary, not normal, not common, superhuman. Okay. And so to me, that, you know, I was raised in a house. We had seven people in a two-bedroom apartment. So we were lower income. But I never forget, my mother said, we're lower income, but we're not lower class. Mm-hmm. So, like, the dishes were always washed. The place was always clean. And we worked our way out of a tough situation. But I really believe that the mindset really changed my life, is that I started to get exposed to a lot of things. First time I went to Disneyland, I remember just seeing Tomorrowland, Frontierland, and my mind just began to take off. That there was something beyond the cramped, crowded space that I lived in. Mm-hmm. So if I could just say this, I think that people learn primarily three ways: education, conversation, like what we're doing now. And then the third, this is awesome, observation. Mm. So when I saw Disneyland, it was over with, man. I was like getting out of town. I was already like, I was becoming Tim Story, yeah. Mm.
I like that, man. You mentioned education. We learn in three different ways. Were you good at school? Did you you excelled at school?
Yes, very much so. Because I'm a very disciplined dude. Mm. So I've been up since 4:45 this morning. I was in the gym at 5:30 this morning. I do like an hour devotion because I'm a faith guy this morning already. I have seven jobs and I'm just very disciplined. And I think that's innate, but it's learned behavior.
Yeah.
So school I used to like. And if I was not that great at a subject, I would get a tutor. So mm-hmm. I was never too proud to beg.
My grandfather, I was never great at school, but I never procrastinated. I was always better at assignments than I was in exams, because when I was 8 years old, my grandfather used to say to me, don't put off for tomorrow what can be done today. And he said, if you ever want to get anywhere in life, he's like, if you continue to put things off for tomorrow, it's more than likely not ever going to get done. He's like, you're going to be lazy and no one's going to want you to do anything for them. So if you can create a habit right now that if you have the time right now, because life is precious, there's you're not guaranteed of a tomorrow, but if you can actually do it right now when you have the time, you're going to set yourself up for a greater life. And I've implemented that in all facets of my life. And one of my all-time biggest philosophies, Tim, I think you might like this, is I get up at 4 a.m. in the morning. People think I'm crazy. I'm a faith guy too.
Yeah.
I pray. I meditate on God's word. And then I'm out the door. Then I'm right. And then I'm digesting everything that I just learned from reading. And then when I get home, it's straight into work. So all those learned habits, because I have another saying, another philosophy, which is be persistent to remain consistent at the things that you want in life.
And I like that.
I want to become better. I want to become always improving in my life, man. So I appreciate you sharing that.
So because I'm into hip hop, I will say that most inspirational talkers, most motivational talkers, what they're doing is that they're doing like remixes of Psalms and Proverbs.
Very true, man.
And they act like they're saying something new. I'm like, dude, that's like Proverbs 3. So no, I'm not ashamed that I'm a God flow dude. And God took me to the heights of heights to work with the biggest stars in the world, to 75 countries of the world. I'm full-fledged, and I speak my message by being who I am. I don't always even verbalize it. I just show up.
Mm. What is the Tim Story message? What do you like talking about, man?
I think the Tim Story message is just about life. And that some people go through life and very few people live their life.
Mm.
To go through is usually like people start with momentum and then the momentum gets interrupted. Like I deal with a lot of actors and actresses, and maybe a person, their parents got divorced when they were young, or they were molested, male or female, or maybe they had a childhood illness or something went wrong. And what I find is the momentum after the life interruption causes people to do two things: sit in a setback and settle in a setback.
Mm.
So where I am phenomenal, not even good, phenomenal, is I'm like a master locksmith. Like I got the keys. I know how to like unlock people. So what we became by helping so many stars that I won't mention them all.
Mm.
Then I don't look for any of them. They look for us because I learned to be a good locksmith. If your car is locked and your keys are in the car and you see them, but you need the keys to drive, but you can't get in, mm-hmm. I can help you get back in. Yeah.
Can you share with us how you
do that? So when you're sitting and settling in a setback, when you settle, what happens is you have decided to live in the land of okay.
Mm.
How's your life? Okay. How you doing with your weight training? Okay. How's it going with your marriage? Okay. How are your kids doing? Okay. If you're not careful, you'll be okay in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and then 60s, and then retire around that age and just settle for more okay.
Mm.
None of us were called to live in the land okay. We're all wanting to be superheroes. For another thing that I did last night, I was studying some of those powerful and known superheroes that people like. And it was amongst the likes of Batman, Spider-Man. My good buddy Robert Downey Jr. played Iron Man. He's one of the top five that people like. Wonder Woman was another one. And when kids are little, they are thinking superific. They're thinking gigantic. They're not thinking the land of okay. And so what you have to do when you are stuck in that land of okay is that you need to wake up. You need to wake up. Secondly, you got to take inventory, okay? And you got to say, whoa, what happened to my life? Who's that person I'm dating or living with? What happened to my life? How did 22 years pass? You look in the mirror. And you got to take inventory, which people are afraid to do. So you wake up, you take inventory. And then the third thing you do, you got to partner with power. And we can both work on that right now. We can unpack that. Because I'm sure in your own life, you had to partner with power. You had to get around other people who educated you, right? Mentored you in some form or fashion, whether you met them physically or maybe you just studied their books, their principles, their podcasts, their documentaries. Yeah.
I like that, especially the power aspect, because you're right. I had a couple of direct mentors, like my grandfather, my mom, and sometimes my dad, and then I had very indirect. So you, for example, or your content that I would digest a lot. Same with someone like Tony Robbins or Ed Milet or
yes,
Lewis Howes, those sorts of people. I would digest all their content, but then I got to look at, okay, yes, that's true for them, what they're saying is ultimately true, then I got to look at it and how it applies to my life. It's kind of like chewing and spitting. So I do digest all the good stuff and then I spit out all the bad, the stuff that I don't really agree with. And I did that for quite some time because my story is ultimately I've been knocked down more times than you can ever imagine, and I'm only 24.
Yeah.
Like, I've had 3 near-death experiences. I've had countless health issues. I've been abused emotionally, physically, sexually, everything, like the whole bit. And people sometimes ask me, they're like, Jay, how in the world are you still standing? How can you do what you do right now? And I say to them, it's my choice, first and foremost. It's my choice to accept. Here's the thing. I think you might like this. I call it the CAP method. So C stands for choice, A stands for acceptance, and P stands for persistence, which then leads on to my be persistent to remain consistent.
No, I like that.
People can also, they can be persistent in all the wrong areas. They can make the choice to accept the current reality if it's negative. And a lot of people get stuck in that for quite a long time. And I like how you mentioned you got to take notice of it. You got to take stock.
Yes.
Really
inventory.
Take inventory. You got to look at it and say, hang on a minute. Where is my life really going? I have accepted okay in my life. Why is that? And
yes. Even if it's an ugly thing, you have to look at, like, there's a lot of people that fear going for an examination.
Hmm.
Or maybe a woman gets a lump and she fears it could be cancer, but maybe it's not. And if it is, maybe they're going to catch it early. So I think that we're so afraid to take inventory in so many parts of our life of what's my marriage really like? What is my mindset really like? Am I possibly really prejudiced or whatever it is? But the inventory is so important because then You have a place where we can start again. And that's the beauty of my job. You know, I work with people like Charlie Sheen. Mm-hmm. And people always say, you know, you've been friends with Charlie over 20 years. And they'll tease, you do good with him at times. And I would disagree with that. I think that Charlie's just living life. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been up and down, but he also, you know, did amazing movies, Wall Street, Platoon, went through a lot of things, but he also did 2.5 Men, went through a lot of things, but he's working on some cool projects coming up. And so that's how I look at life. I think that life can be very cyclical and sometimes it's cool, you know? Sometimes you're a little undone and sometimes you're done, but I'm good with it all.
No matter what happens, we have the ultimate choice to make the most of it. And we can make the choice to accept our attitude towards life. And if we choose the wrong attitude, the negative attitude, the woe is me attitude, the victim mentality attitude, then we won't enjoy life. We'll remain stuck. We'll be in the okay life. And, you know, you mentioned Charlie Sheen there. I feel sorry for the way the media has portrayed him. Yes, he's made mistakes, but you know, make one little mistake, you're branded for life.
Yes.
I don't think that's right in any setting.
He's a cool guy too.
I can imagine. Cool guy. I can imagine.
Yeah. With a lot of pressure on his life, you know, his dad is Martin Sheen.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he went through so much, and Robert Downey is on a new interview with David Letterman. You guys should watch that on Netflix.
Mm.
And Robert talks about his early days of being around Charlie and his 3 brothers. And I'd heard the same story from Charlie, that they were only like teenagers and they were making films. They didn't know they were going to be all these stars. They didn't know Robert was going to end up making $75 million a year for many years in a row as Iron Man. And so, you know, it's all a journey. And I think that, you know, if I could just say this, there's a term in poker that you're aware of, and that is to fold. And what you're saying is, I see my cards, and maybe I even exchange some cards, but I still see my hand, and my hand's not going to beat your hand, so I fold. I think most people fold while they're still unfolding. is that brilliant?
That's brilliant.
So Mike Tyson, had he folded when he went through so much, the guy was incarcerated. And now he's doing a lot of amazing projects. If he had folded while he's still unfolding, then he would have missed it. Or if you had folded with the health crisis and all the other things that you've gone through, then at your young age, you would not be helping the people that you're helping. So the fact that you just show up, to me, is a good testimony and testament that the way you live works.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. A couple more questions for you, Tim, if you don't mind. I've really enjoyed this conversation so far. What would you say has been the worst piece of advice you've ever received from someone?
One of the worst pieces of advice is that I became a very popular speaker. So I was getting about 2,000 invitations a year, which is a lot.
Wow.
And everybody was telling me, only go to the big places. Only go to big places because you can touch more people. But I remember this was started way back, late 80s, that people would mail to me and really say amazing things like, can you come to our YMCA? Can you come to our school and speak? But then there was all these massive conferences, like 2,000-3,000 people. And at the time, it was not emails. It was a lot of letters. Mm-hmm. And I remember sometimes I'd sit up late at night in my office. I'd drive to my office. I had physical offices as a young guy. I had a big staff already. And I'd go through these things, and I'd make marks on them, and then I'd tell my staff, I'm going there. They go, but there's like 28 people in some funky spot of America that it's hard to get to. I go, yeah, it's cool. I want to go there. But it was in doing a lot of those things that I believe that on the God side, that he saw that I was willing to just be a servant. I was never a hireling. And I believe it's because of things like that, that life decided to elevate me and say, hey, little Timmy, you want to go to Disneyland? Yeah, here's Oprah Winfrey. How about doing a bunch of projects with her? How about doing a movie with Will Smith? How about working on projects with Kanye West? How about, and then that's what became my life. But worst advice was just go to the big places. Nah, why? Because there's a lot of great people in the small places.
Mm. And I'm still a small person or a small place, so I appreciate you taking the time.
No, I think you're a big place. So as I studied you, I'll just say this to you. What you are is a person who's prospering where he's planted. Mm. So, you know, I'm about 30 years older than you. And so where you're at this moment, to have the poise to interview me, who's always like on CNN News and interviewed by the greatest interviewers in the world, you're holding your own. So I'm not like some little flunky, like I'm trying to be an influencer. Now, that's really not who I am. And you're holding your own with me, and you're asking intelligent questions from a good heart. So for your stage of where you are in development, in my opinion, you are way above. Like you're winning the best at Boston Marathon. You're leading. And if you're fortunate, you might beat a couple of the Kenyans. Because the Kenyans usually win the marathons.
They do. They're crazy.
Yeah. And one day I'll tell you about why, because I did a lot of research on that. But no, you're way ahead of the game. And I think that you just need to just keep working your spot. And then life will put the spotlight on your spot. Like, I don't chase anything. I'm not chasing anybody. I don't chase nothing. I build my spot, but I'm like, if you follow me on Instagram, you know that last night I was studying Justin Timberlake about how he was working and collaborating with Pharrell Williams. And then last night, later, I was studying Dave Chappelle. Then I was studying Robert Downey Jr. Then I'm studying great poets. Dude, I'm in the lab. I'm cooking stuff up.
Yeah. I love them, man. I can't begin to tell you like how much that meant to me coming from you. I don't do this for fame. I don't do this to get notoriety. I do this to help people. And that's really highest is higher. So I appreciate you and everything that you're doing. Two more questions for you, if you don't mind, Tim. This is my favorite question that I love asking at the end. I ask everybody, you've been able to reach the age of 100 and your friends have decided to put together a film for you of everything you've ever said and everything you've ever done. Then ask me how in the world they got it. We'll just call it magic. But they've been able to get it and show it to you on your 100th birthday. What do you want that film to say and to show about your life?
I think no doubt about it is that you may not be what you want to be, but thank God you're not what you used to be.
Ooh.
I think that most people come to the end of their life and they have a lot of regrets that maybe they were not as close with their children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren at 100. But you may not be little Timmy Story from Compton what you want to be, even though I'll probably be like stacked up with trophies. Because I'm not doing too bad right now, but that's not going to be the deal, dude.
No.
It's going to be like, I may not be what I want to be, but thank God I'm not what I used to be. So I celebrate the growth. I celebrate the growth, and which I believe came from the grace of God and the discipleship of God in my life. That's how I'm growing.
Mm. I love that, man. It's a good legacy to leave behind. My final question for you is, you mentioned it earlier. If you could ask for a miracle right now, what would it be and why?
I think that the miracle, again, is a supernatural intervention of God into the natural affairs of men. If I had a mass miracle, not just like a tiny one, it's going to shock you.
Mm.
I would eliminate illness from children. You know, when I get invited a lot to go visit children in hospitals that have leukemia,
yeah,
and other forms of illnesses, it just seems like so not right. Mm. And if I had one miracle and I got it to use it in a massive way, it would be to eliminate deformities and illnesses in children so they could have an equal playing field. So that's how I think. But I do know that no matter if a child is hindered and has something that's a handicap, a lot of them don't see it as handicaps. Because I'm with a lot of children like that. I'm really into kids. In fact, I have a new cartoon coming out next year at a very big level that's probably going to be all over the world.
Mm.
But that would be my big miracle.
I believe God's heart is also with the children. And he said in his word, suffer the little children not to come to me or something like that.
Yes, exactly.
I think that's an admirable miracle to ask for. So thank you so much, Tim, for your time. I do understand that you have a course coming out and you have a masterclass course as well. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Yeah. And one thing you'll find about me is that I think one reason that people connect to what we're doing is that, number one, they connect to the spirit. But mm-hmm. they connect to the style and the fact that my vision is to see like your vision come to pass. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you're 30 years behind me. So, dude, with guys like me, and if you spent 2 days with me and Ed Mylett, you'd be wrecked. and all those guys are my buddies. I was just with Lewis Howes the other day. I was on Lewis Howes' documentary. If you watch that, I'm all over it. That's my boy, Lewis Howes. Ed Mylett's my guy. Like, we all hang out with each other. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I've been challenged to do for the last 10 years is people want me to teach them how to be a life coach. But I like this because it's not like some silly class and then you just get certified. Mm-hmm. Like, you see, I'm into meaning. I'm into changing and lifting. So I spent about $70,000 on research. And then I hired an amazing group of people that we've assembled a 7-week life coaching course that you take online. And then you get certified at the end. But here's what's unheard of. No one's ever done it. Then you have lifetime access to me, where we do these meetings several times a year on the social media platform. Mm-hmm. And I dialogue with the people that I'm mentoring about the course. And so the course in US dollars is right at about $5,000, where a lot of guys who run at my level, their courses are at $20,000. And to me, you know, if you could do a course like that, which you just paid 3 payments, but what if you helped one person? What if you mentored your son? What have you learned how to be a better school teacher? Then, my gosh, what an amazing investment. So I had a group of 114 people on the other day, and 81 out of 114 showed interest. That shows you how much people want to be trained by what I'm doing. Mm. Yeah, let's impact the world. But, you know, a lot of people want to ski the black diamond slopes in skiing, but they're intermediate in their skill set. I'm going to work with you for the rest of your life for that amount of money and help you to be phenomenal in the area of coaching and leadership. And then you'll be a certified coach.
You mentioned earlier education and how education is one of the important factors in growth. So where can people find this course to sign up and be part of it?
Yes. Yeah, so it's timstory.com, timstory.com. And the information is there. And then if people need more information, can they contact you and then you would just connect them to my assistant, Joseph? Is that possible?
That's definitely possible, 100%. I'll make sure that, like, all that you mentioned is in the show notes. If they want to contact Joseph, they can. Everything. Like, I'll make sure to plug it big time with my...
Yeah, but guys, get equipped to handle what will come your way. It could be a person who's struggling with alcohol addiction, drug addiction, or just someone who doesn't know their way. And I'm going to train you at a Michael Jordan level to be like a phenomenal coach. This is not like, we're not playing here. You're going to get like great information. And then if you're a speaker, I also do a bonus session on how to be a very good speaker. And that's been a great life for me. I mean, I've been able to speak for over 30 years in the biggest stages on the planet. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I can't highly recommend your content enough to people, someone that has been helped tremendously and is inspired constantly. And this is from the heart, Tim, about looking at even on Instagram, like, even though I don't have the financial means, you put out a lot of content for people to actually glean a lot of insights. And just speaking to you today has been an absolute joy and a real privilege. So I thank you for taking the time, for believing in me, and for sharing your wisdom, your advice, and your story on the Storybox podcast today.
But I'm going to tell you, if you don't have those financial means, you email Joseph and we're going to work a deal with you. Just because I need you to get even stronger. You know, I think part of the thing is that you have to, well, last thing we'll say is you have to be prepared for where life may take you. I never knew that I'd be in front of millions and millions of people and have Oprah Winfrey do all these projects for me and open up all these doors. And I mean, I do a lot of projects with Oprah Winfrey and Steve Harvey. We did a 20-city tour. I was on a show all the time, almost every Monday. I didn't see all that coming, but I was more prepared than the average person because I worked hard. So talk to Joseph about that because I care about you. You're a good guy.
I don't like this part because it means that sadly we have come to an end of yet another incredible story. I just want to say thank you to all of you for tuning in and listening to our guest today. It is my prayer that you would have felt inspired, motivated, challenged in some way, and that you would have learned something new as well. If you'd like to hear more amazing stories like this one, you can do so now by searching up The Story Box on any podcast platform. It's that easy. If you did get something from our guest today, please share it around to a friend or family member that you think could benefit from hearing this powerful story. And before you go, please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It will only take 30 seconds and it'll go towards reaching more people. Let's start changing lives through powerful stories like this one. Your support is greatly appreciated. Until next time, when we dive back into The Story Box, I'm Jay Phantom, and don't forget, your story is worth more than you know. I'll catch you next time.